Trump clips EU's wings, bloc realizes its ambassador downgraded without notice. By Jack Montgomery on January 8, 2019. The European Union superstate aspirations have suffered a setback as Brussels realizes its ambassador in Washington, D.C., was downgraded without notice. The EU has long sought the trappings of statehood, controlling its member states' international trade policy and territorial fishing waters, establishing a body of EU law superior to national law and upheld by an EU court, acquiring another highly paid president and high representative for foreign affairs and security, and most recently setting out its long-term plans for a European military. Its pride has been dealt a blow, however, by the realization that the Donald Trump administration in the United States has downgraded its diplomatic status without notice, something it only realized when its so-called ambassador stopped being invited to certain important events. We don't exactly know when they did it, because they conveniently forgot to notify us, an EU official complained to German public broadcaster Deutsche Welle. President Trump's globalist predecessor Barack Obama awarded the EU's representative in Washington that status of a nation-state ambassador, appearing to contradict the public position of British Europhiles that the bloc is just a trade club, in September 2016. The promotion was seen as a huge coup by the Brussels bureaucracy, and the realization that they have been unceremoniously demoted back to international organization status has not been well received. This is clearly not simply a protocol issue, but this is something that has a very obvious political motive. A diplomat for one of the bloc's member states seethed. For us, Obama made this decision once and it was a well-thought-through decision. And now, Trump sort of put it down again with a pen stroke, an EU official added despairingly. The EU has had a rocky relationship with Donald Trump since he entered office, with the American nationalist determined to help correct the massive trade imbalance between his country and the globalist-led bloc which has come about as a result of his predecessors allowing Brussels to impose far higher tariffs on American automobiles than EU automobiles face in the United States, among other things. Brexit campaign leader Nigel Farage, a confidant of President Trump, has said the EU has embarked on a new Cold War with his administration, with its pro-sovereignty, strong borders policies being anathema to the prevailing opinion in Brussels. The president appears to be unfazed by the EU's apparent dislike, however, observing, "I'm elected by American taxpayers. If I were popular in Europe, I wouldn't be doing my job." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.